Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been. Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
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 Oh, it's Christmas.
Is it?
Today.
I've decided.
When does this come out? It's before Christmas, surely.
Yeah, it's like going to be the week before Christmas when this comes out.
You're feeling Christmassy because you've got like a lot of like Christmassy, like your Christmassy prep
mug. I've got some skirt.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Sarah as I came in. Sarah was
drinking pea soup right now.
Drinking pea soup.
That's and what I said, you can hear.
And I said, we call that snert.
Snert.
Ridiculous.
Really silly.
So silly.
I think most of Patrick learning Dutch is him just going like, come on. All right. Love this.
Yeah.
This sounds awful.
It does feel Stop like a bunch of children picked their favourite dumb words.
It really is like that.
Yeah.
And we love it.
What should we call pea soup?
Snert.
Someone sneezed at that moment. They were like, perfect.
Yeah, write that down. How am I spelling it? Three S's.
Goodness. I have some Dutch. I've prepped some Dutch stuff for you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we'll get to it. It was because I was doing a Wikipedia and then like I took a bit of a left turn, but I'll tell you in a bit.
How shocking. You so rarely take a left turn during Wikipedia.
I'm usually straightforward. They call me Straightforward Mickey.
This is going to be like your third Wikipedia, and I'm not really sure what the format of Wikipedia
is. It doesn't matter. It's whatever I want. Because isn't it supposed to be like, it's supposed to be like, I looked up this thing and then I tell you guys what I looked up.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
But you just sort of last week just went, I don't have one. And well, then it's we because forgot and then we did it on Patreon.
I'll tell you guys, because this is a public episode. I didn't forget. I looked up stuff, but everything I was looking up was just these new Dutch artists that I'd found.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is boring to absolutely everybody but me.
Mm.
But then we did it on Patreon.
Oh my God, it was.
We talked about it for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We talked about it for so long.
Oh, God.
How are you guys?
I would not listen to that back. I'm good. I'm very well. What have I been up to?
Your photos.
Oh, I did a photo shoot on Friday.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, man.
Looking very suave.
Yeah.
Seductive.
Yeah, yeah. My new show is called My Eyes Are Up Here. And it was
amazing.
It was a suggestive shoot.
A lot of plunging necklines.
I don't even know if you could call it suggestive. I feel like it's less subtle than that.
Yeah.
Borderline pornographic.
Fine. All right.
Absolutely. It was full on porn. There's the photo where you're like sitting with your legs just open. I mean,
I'm wearing clothes.
Yeah, you've got pants on. But like, and American pants. You've got trousers on. Mm-hmm. But it's still just like, you know.
Listen.
It's a lot.
I wanted it to be like sexy in a cringy way.
Yeah.
Like who's the guy, you know, the Eurovision movie?
Yeah.
Who's the sexy guy in that?
But I know
can't remember
what
country
what
he's
mean.
Representing.
It's ridiculous.
Played by Dan something or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted it to be like, this is really cringy.
Yeah. It's great. It looks amazing.
It was good fun. Yeah. But it was so cold in that studio that I had
lips.
Well, no, this was the one plus of not having any like feeling in my nipples, right? Is that the nips were like, we could be on a beach somewhere.
Oh, as far that as is good.
They did not wake up the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Sleeping
That's
like
great.
Angels.
Sleeping like angels. That's great.
Yeah, so.
I'd be peeking in that.
Oh, yeah, no. I'd have previously blinded the photographer. It'd have been like, this is a weird 3D shoot.
Yeah.
But I was just very cold and I had like two heaters pointing at me and we kept having to top up my makeup because my nose kept going red.
That's so adorable. I wish like a photo could tell the backstory of that.
Yeah,
you know? Whereas like when the poster comes out, it will just be like, it will just look like
airbrushed and perfect.
Yeah, it will just look like what you intended it to look like.
But the reality is I was shivering and my nose was running and
I told
red.
You this.
Couldn't feel my toes.
But I'll tell on the podcast, that photo of you on the couch really, it looks like the Titanic.
Yeah, it does.
I said to you, it looks like Leo after drawing Kate went, ooh, now do me.
Yeah.
And then like,
yeah.
Lay down.
I want one.
I want one. Okay, that was great, but not do me.
Make it cute.
Make it cute.
Well, that's like couples on a cruise, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Yeah, I took one of you. No, you take one of me.
100%. Yeah.
It's the most relatable scene in Titanic, actually.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. It's good to be back.
You said that you had some fun last night with a friend.
I did. I had lots of fun.
And you were going to tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell about you
now.
You
said you were going to tell us about
it. I'm going to, Sarah.
Lucas, tell us about your fun with your friend.
It was so fun. I visited my friend because he was feeling a bit down because his wife left for a couple months.
You have a friend with a wife?
I know, right? So
that's
funny.
What I said.
Yeah.
I was like, how old is this man?
He's 34. No, he's the same age as me. But he's 22. But they got married for visa reasons.
How dare you use my age as a way...
As a punchline.
As a punchline of how old this person is.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
Lou. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, as a joke, he said he's 34. Mind. And Mickey, 34. Unmarried, sat next to you.
Mickey, unmarried and 34.
Yeah, you're right. That's not funny. It's not funny. I have a friend who's 34. I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Disaster.
Yeah. Lucas just made a joke about the fact that he would be friends with someone who's 34.
Look, there are so many implications in that. And during all of those implications, I was just sat here 34.
The whole time.
The whole time.
You could have said 52.
Yeah.
You could have said he's 80 years old.
I wanted it to be believable.
I've told you this many times before. We have three decades of people here. And I'm from the 80s, okay? Which is at least 34.
You're at the end of the 80s.
The very end.
You didn't see any of the
80s. I'm from the 80s. I'm
that was the best,
this.
What, how many years? 1 year.
Less than 1 year, but man, did I experience it, okay? I feel the 80s, they're in
what
me.
What were you doing for most of the 80s then?
What do you mean?
What were you doing?
Experiencing it.
You couldn't have even...
I was vibing it.
You were crying the whole time.
No. The whole time I was just like, Daryl and Hall, yeah.
She had a mullet.
I had a little mullet.
She had a mullet.
I was loving it.
That's when you learned to play rhythm guitar.
I was there with my synth. I was experiencing the 80s, okay? Enough of this.
Fine.
Go on, fun with your friend.
Oh, yeah, so
Young friend.
My young friend, he's 22. They got married for visa reasons, so she had to go back to visit some family. So he was feeling a bit down. Mm-hmm. So I went and hung out with him. And
you're so nice. I would not do that.
Yeah, he texted me and said, I need some bro time.
If I said I'm down, you would not come and hang out with me.
Why should I?
Oh my God.
I'm busy.
Yeah, good Lord, on.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm got stuff to do. Yeah. Also, if you just said you're down, like, elaborate.
Oh my God.
No, of course. You're, of
you
course
have to
wait
if it's good God. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the top line.
And we were hanging out, we were having dinner, and he was like
22-year-olds having dinner. Can you imagine?
Fish and chips. We went to fish and
chips. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was like, this does not ring true.
We got takeaway fish and chips, technically, but it was the final meal of the day, so it was dinner.
Yeah.
And he's Jewish, so he was lighting his Hanukkah, which is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was lighting the candle.
It is the thing.
The thing for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And he was lighting it. And he was like, candles are very bright. Because it was like kind of like lighting up the whole room, and I was like, I don't think they're very bright, and so we got into a discussion about that, and eventually we were just like, let's just like have a candle lit dinner. So we turned all the lights off and lit a bunch of candles, and we pretended we were medieval peasants.
I love this. I love this so much.
And we spent the
whole
evening doing medieval things. We tried to talk about medieval things, but we ran out of things quite quickly.
Yeah. You know what would have helped?
Make a picture.
We have quite an intensive knowledge, but we ran out of farming material quite quickly. He does.
Oh, okay.
He collects, or he used to collect armor.
Mm-hmm.
He has like a whole set of armor. Anyway, we talked about that, and then we decided to spend the whole evening doing medieval things. So we had no technology, no lights, no screens. We talked, we played cards.
Aww.
And I played the lute for him, the guitar. And I serenaded him.
Very nice.
And really? What song did you sing?
Modern song. I sang Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Ah, the medieval
lovely
anthem.
The old song. Yeah. The old green day. Green day with an E on the end.
This
of
is
green.
So fun because basically you guys were just playing.
Yeah, basically.
Like your kids.
That's really cute.
That's so cute.
It was super fun. And we discussed all the struggles that medieval peasants would have gone through.
Mm.
We were talking about it would be really
laughing
tricky.
Laughing as you discussed it.
we were. Knowing that we could turn on the light at any moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it must have been really hard when they had like all they had was candlelight. And I was saying if it was really windy, they'd have to be in the dark.
Yeah, 100%.
Because all of it was just dark. So that
and
he was like, if the candles went out and it was dark, you just have to stand there until morning.
I think
you know your
down.
Eyes adjust to the dark, right?
No, but it would be pitch black. They had no street lamps or anything. Like,
yeah,
if
but
all
your
the candles
eyes adjust
out,
to the dark.
I suppose they would, moonlight.
They would, yes.
I suppose, yeah.
They would have like a torch on their phone or something, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course.
Hmm.
That's so stupid. What? You think they had phones? Ah. Oh.
Yeah, I was really worried I'd be...
Phones from the 90s, eh?
Phones didn't have
Luca?
Torches back then.
So out of touch, Sarah.
So out
Get
of touch.
Get with it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It was, see, I remember
that
the
sounds
past.
Really fun, and it's also like a classic thing of like his wife goes away, and it's that you know, seen the meme that's like he's probably cheating on me, and then you guys are sat there
pretending
in the dark.
To be medieval peasants.
Yes,
I hate that
singing
meme.
Shanties.
Yeah, because the whole joke of it is men are really fun.
Yes.
Yeah, and women are really. And like,
we're just thinking about you the whole time. It's like that meme doesn't pass the Bechdel test. Mm-hmm. And I need all my memes to pass the Bechdel test. That's very important to me.
What meme does pass the Bechdel test?
I have no idea.
Mickey's been railing against Charlie Bit Me ever since it came out.
We need better representation.
It's two men talking about a man.
Just the least fun at parties. That sounds so fun. That's so
really
awesome.
Fun.
Really
it
fun.
Was. I was really worried I would be late today though because he didn't let me set my alarm.
Oh my God!
So I had to sleep with the windows, the blinds open, so that the sun would wake me because we didn't have a rooster.
You thought that if the rooster didn't crow slash your alarm went off, you wouldn't be on time for a 1 p.m.
I might oversleep. Yeah, he lives quite far out of London, so I had to get a train.
Oh, okay.
I had a train.
So you went
catch.
And stayed over at his house.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
It's so nice. The whole thing is lovely.
Really lovely
wholesome.
Sleepover vibes.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this story.
It's really fun.
I hope we're still doing it when we're 34, but that's, you know, years away.
You won't.
You'll be dead by then.
I don't
Lucas.
Have to worry about that. God. I'll be married with kids.
You'll be married with kids. You won't be able to walk. That's Your back
true.
Will have gone.
It's like that Beatles song, except 30 years like earlier.
Yeah, when
it's
I'm
like,
34.
When I'm 34.
Losing my hair.
Yes.
I think we should continue to podcast until Lucas is 34.
Absolutely.
Is that the cutoff?
Must.
Yeah.
What happens after that? I retire.
We'll be, yeah. Retire, obviously.
You'll be too old to carry on.
Yeah. That's true, actually. Yeah.
How old will I be when Lucas is 34?
You would be 7 years older.
30.
You'd be 41.
41.
More than that, right?
No.
If you're 20, 7, you're 22.
23. I just turned 23.
So I'm 7 years older than you. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was 8. Oh my God. Mm. I don't want Lucas to ever be 34.
Really? It's a great age.
I just want you to stay a baby.
Yeah, I can't.
But he'll always stay a baby to us. Yeah. That'll be the thing, because we'll be in our 40s.
We will never take you seriously.
No, yeah.
We'll be our 40s, and we'll just be like, ugh, these people in their 30s. They're idiots.
You were having dinner, were you?
Yeah. Whereas currently, we're kind of like the most like smartest, sophisticated people that we've ever been.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am. I'm so sophisticated.
This right, get the... ready for Wikipedia. Oh, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Basically, what I was looking up, no surprise to anyone, was the Roman calendar.
Nah.
I love the Roman
calendar. Give her really a chance.
It's really interesting. Okay, and I want to read the first...
Micanerdia.
Yeah. I'm not even insulted.
You're like, I like that.
All right, get rid of it. Okay. According to most Roman accounts, their original calendar was established by their legendary first king, Romulus. I think he wrote his own Wikipedia entry, because you can click on legendary first king Romulus. I think he maybe wrote this.
He wrote it down.
He wrote it down.
Before he knew what Wikipedia was.
I would like to be legendary first king.
I'm imagining that there will be a resource somewhere where there will be all of the information about everything.
Well, they kind of
started
that.
Here's what I'd like
that,
you to say about me.
Right? Because they were the first one to write everything down.
Yeah.
They were the first people to go, write that down.
Are you writing this down?
Are you writing this down?
We don't know what writing down is.
But do write it down.
Regardless, write it. Didn't people rail against writing things down?
Probably.
Wasn't there a whole thing about how it would impede your ability to like remember and store information?
Really?
Yeah.
Which is interesting because it actually helps it.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know that because they hadn't written it. Read it down because it hadn't been written yet.
Yeah.
How would they know?
They hadn't read it down.
They hadn't read it because it hadn't been written down yet.
Are you reading this down?
They probably had all these conversations because they didn't even know what the vernacular was.
Probably. So, fucking idiots.
So the Roman calendar was originally 10 months and it started in March, which I think is better. Like, I don't know why we're starting the year in like the dead of winter. Do you know what I mean? Like, it should start with spring. It should start with the equinox. And then we're all just like,
So you think we should just completely cut January, February?
Well, what they did, so it was 10 months, and then it was just winter. Which I think is
That's so funny.
Which I think is, like, quite good. They're just like, ugh.
Every man for yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so we will continue this, I guess, on the Patreon.
Yes, so our guest has just arrived. So we will take Wikipedia over to Patreon.
Yeah, and it's guys, it's going to be really good because I really had some stuff planned. This was just the beginning.
Yeah. A teaser for you there. So if you're into
everyone's listening, just screaming. Like, yeah. Who wants this?
Please,
we want more. So if you're into that, and also we're going to talk about other stuff. So we'll move on pretty quickly, I think.
What? Let's get our guest in.
Our guest this week is amazing. Lloyd Griffith, so talented, very funny comedian, actor. Was in Ted Lasso.
Radio personality.
Football, goalkeeper extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. Very multi-talented singer. Classical singer.
Lest we forget.
We
would not forget.
Cathedral specialist. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's get him in.
Let's
get him in. Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for that. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Lloyd.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Griffin! Why did you wait for me to
I don't
go?
Know. I just take okay. my cues from you.
We never do that, right? Welcome, Lloyd.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to see you.
I've got new glasses. Oh, lovely to see you too. Two.
You smashed it.
I've got new glasses and they keep steaming up because they're a bit closer to my face than the other ones.
So they're very nice.
Yeah, they look cool.
It was quite cold outside and now it's lovely and warm in here.
Yeah, that's good.
And safe.
That's not what people usually say.
Yeah, that does make a sound. It's good that was off, you know, off mic that you asked him if he felt safe.
Yeah, but now it sounds really creepy that I've asked
him.
Yeah,
let's leave it.
No, but I do feel safe.
Good.
I'm in the corner.
Yeah.
If an intruder were to come in, I'd probably be the last person that they'd go for.
You'd see everyone go first.
I'd see everyone go for.
But it's not like you're getting away.
Ooh, it depends.
Or involved.
It depends
you're
how
just
much,
watching it.
It depends how much of a fight you all put up. And then I'd be like taking notes of what I think the intruders would be. Anyway, so I'm good. The glasses, just a little snapshot into how I live
now. How new are the glasses?
Oh, 24 hours.
Really?
Where'd you get them?
Qubits.
Ooh.
Qubits. I'm not sure if you have any ad reads for other opticians, but this is Qubits.
Qubit.
And I've always gone for Qubits, but I've gone for round glasses this time.
They really suit your face.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, thank you. So, but they just keep steaming up every time I put them on, so
you
I
look
just
like,
keep taking them off.
You look like you should be in like a Ghostbusters film.
Yeah. Well, do you know what?
Yeah,
I'll take
from the
that.
80s.
I'll take that because I thought as a kid I looked like Clark Kent. Oh, can I show you a photo? Not great for the podcast, but I mean, you filmed, didn't it?
You can send it to us and we'll post it.
So
we'll post it
on
stories.
Will we? Where's
your mother? Do we post anything?
So I looked like that as a child.
Oh,
very cute.
And so, like,
so you're
had
trying
these...
to recreate that look.
Well,
were you?
I just was like, then I've never really suited them. And so this was, I was a model for a day in the Grimsby Evening Telegraph, which is now just called the Grimsby Telegraph. I mean, that's by the way. And
that image is like, this boy has built a time machine.
I do look like a young businessman, don't I?
You have to send us those, Lloyd. Really cute.
And so basically, people thought I looked like Clark Kent because I had the glasses and I used to do that little curl thing, but obviously my hair's going out, so I can't do it.
And
anymore.
Also, people didn't really have many references, did they? For people
no.
with glasses, they were just like, Clark Kent.
Yeah. Who else had glasses? Norris. Reg from Coronation Street.
There you go.
Him? You buy one, you get one free. He was like the guy who, he had like white hair and he had big glasses. Oh, the snooker player, Dennis Taylor, he had glasses.
Yeah, he definitely wore glasses.
But anyway, so what was your question?
No, it's this. How, the rest of the podcast is just us naming people that had
how
glasses.
Long have you had the glasses for?
Oh, yeah, 24 hours.
Do you feel it's changed your life?
No, but well, hopefully it'll change my eyes.
Yeah.
Because my right eye is a real lazy bitch and I just was getting a bit like tired and headachey.
What's your, are they similar, your prescriptions?
No, this one, I mean, it's barely there.
Really?
Yeah, it's barely there. But this one.
Working overtime?
Honestly, I could be in the RAF if you want that. Honestly, I could be a fighter pilot, but you've got a sink.
Yeah, you've got a sink. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I could be, with eyes
like that, you could be in the RAF.
I have that. Good
sink. Sink at 10 o'clock.
People don't often spot the sink. Very sharp.
There's a joke in there about an officer's mess, but I'm. So what was your? What were you going to say?
I have that. I have one that's just so bad, absolutely mental, and then the other one's like pretty much to go.
Do you wear glasses?
I don't because I kept getting headaches. So they said you should wear contacts.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Because the glasses are... This is why it's good that it's closer to your face. The glasses were further from my eyes. My eyes had to work harder.
Oh, to get to them.
Yeah.
I think I got a photo.
Why are you...
I don't know. Were you at the... I was at the Comedy Awards like a year or so ago, 2 years ago, and I had these brand new glasses that I'd had on for also less than 24 hours.
Which Comedy Awards?
Like the ones at the Roundhouse.
Yeah.
The one where everyone just gets really leathered.
Yeah.
And I was so drunk, I lost my glasses, which were on my face.
No.
And then I just bought a new pair because I was like, oh God, I'm only 24 hours old. Depends what happens tonight. And I'm going out tonight.
Yeah. I'll keep reminding you intermittently throughout this podcast that they're on your face.
I woke up, I was like, well, they've gone.
That's amazing.
I was really drunk.
So you just slept in your glasses, woke up, thought you'd lost them.
Well, I actually fell asleep in the taxi. But then I bought some new ones. And I was like, oh, well, I'll just buy new. And I couldn't, they hurt. Because they were like so big. And the opposition was like, you need smaller ones that are close to your face. Oh, well, at least I've just spent £290 on two pairs of glasses. So.
Unusable glasses.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
This feels sort that out. So that's fine.
This is great.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is
happy
great.
To help.
Thank you.
Happy to help.
Thank you. Fuck. So, thanks for having me.
Fuck. We usually don't start like talking about glasses, but I really liked it.
Okay.
I have a lot of like opinions about it.
Well, you know, you just kind of improv rules, isn't it? You go with what the guest brings.
Yes.
Rigid. Rigid structure
Very
for me,
rigid
Sarah.
Structure.
Okay, Mickey, do you want to ask our question that we usually do?
Yeah, let's ask the question that we usually ask.
Okay, great.
God, why are we podcasting like fucking idiots today? That's the question we usually ask.
Well, my opinion, I think it's changing seasons.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It really has turned cold recently.
Yes.
And I think that might be just affecting behaviour.
We're crawling towards the end of the year, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Are you crawling towards the end of the year?
Yeah.
I'm sprinting towards the end of the year.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
We just want to get it done, don't you?
Yeah.
That crawl takes ages.
Honestly.
Sprint, get out of the fucking way.
Get out of the fucking way.
I've got 3 gigs left and I cannot wait.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, 3 gigs. Yeah, 3 gigs.
Are they good ones?
As in,
are they nice ones for you or are they going to be a slog?
I think they're going to be nice.
That's good.
So tonight, doing a little new material scenario thing.
That's the best.
With two very nice comedians. What? No, they are. Hey, if you're listening, ignore Sarah. So I've got 2 gigs actually before the end of the year. I've just realised one of them has been moved to February.
You've just dropped one.
Yeah. Well, no, they dropped it.
What are your favourite kind of gig? Like, what's like the favourite? What do you look forward to the most?
So probably the one next Wednesday. So I'm doing. Well, next Thursday, I'm supporting Jack Whitehall at Wembley Arena.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's quite nice.
And those are your favourite kinds, are they?
Well, it's because
the ones at Wembley, actually.
My favourite ones are the ones at Wembley, actually.
Well, I can't, but yeah,
I'm just going to jump on the back of what Lloyd said, and so those are my favourites as well.
Yeah.
I love doing Wembley.
Wembley, for me, second favourite.
Yeah, Wembley. Yeah. Reality, O2. A bit bigger. nicer backstage area, but Wembley, I've kind of got used to it.
Between that and Tottenham Hotspur Stadium,
I think that'd be an awful gig to do.
Really? You think it'd be a bad stand-up gig?
No roof. No roof.
Yeah. The laughs disappear in that, Sarah.
Does Wembley have a roof?
Wembley Arena has a roof. Wembley Stadium doesn't.
I'm thinking of stadiums.
Oh, God, he's not doing the stadium. No offence, Jack. Like, I mean, he's doing it. He's already done three nights at the O2 and he's doing another.
Also,
one.
He could do a stadium. Those would not be good gigs.
Yeah, I don't think they are. Someone has done them, aren't they?
Steve Martin stopped doing comedy because he hated those kind of gigs so much. He was just like, these are awful. No one can see me.
Yeah. He stopped doing comedy because the rooms he played were too big and he couldn't.
Yeah.
But he couldn't bear to do smaller ones.
Well, I guess, like, yeah. What the fuck? It's like, come on, if you missed it so much, go back to a 40-seater.
Just do a theatre, Steve.
Where is he now? I'm doing that next week. And that'd be nice because it's basically the crowd's there.
Yeah.
It's sold. And he's very nice before he brings you on. And I have to do 12 minutes.
Really? That's it?
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Well, it depends sometimes if he's late for stuff or like there's timing issues, I do 20. But most of the time it's 12 and it is absolutely
12
chef's
minutes.
Kiss.
And he is nice when he brings you on.
So he's lovely, yeah. Well, he takes the piss out of me, which basically means, they're friends when we're not.
That's
so
lovely.
He does a little thing about me singing and dancing and says, like, I'm, you know, modern day Rolf Harris and stuff like that, which, that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm legally not. And then
legally not.
Yeah, then he takes the mick out of my TV credentials and stuff. So, and then just brings me on, and it's usually quite an easy gig because they're lovely.
Sounds like bullying. Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the best. That is how you. That's it. That's how people are like. Well, that's definitely how British people are like. They're friends.
Yeah.
Everyone at that gig next week.
Yeah.
If you laugh with a bully, you are a bully. Okay.
But yes, I had to sign something to say I'm fine with it.
Did you?
Nah. But it's funny.
That would be amazing. You bring it out. That was fine by me. Yeah, that was like the contract.
So this is a podcast about life-changing moments, Lloyd.
Yes.
Are you a big dweller? Do you dwell on the things that change your life?
Sweet Lord above, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. God, absolutely. Yeah. And as you've got older, like overthinking things, like there's no tomorrow. Literally, like there's no tomorrow.
Yes.
I've never really thought about that. I overthink all the time. Yeah. All the time. I'm still thinking about tripping up my mate Carl Jackson's girlfriend by mistake when they were having a row. Do you know what I mean? And that happened when I was 16 years old.
You tripped her up.
I didn't mean
amazing.
To. I came out of a shop, I saw him, I went to trip him up, I tripped her up by mistake. Oh my God. They were having a row and he was like, what are you doing? I think about that maybe three times a day.
So it's not even like you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You were trying to trip somebody up, so it will have looked like you deliberately tripped her up.
24 years ago. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's really
I love
good.
It because clearly she took it really badly.
No, she didn't know what was going on because we hadn't really met properly.
Concussed.
And then all of it happened is this little fat 16-year-old just kicked the back of her leg. She then kind of like luckily didn't properly fall over but stumbled over. Carl just turned around and went, fucking hell are you doing, mate? And I was like, I tried to trip you up, but then you moved and then I just tripped her up by mistake, but I didn't mean to. And he was like, we're having an argument. And I was like, I'll leave you to it.
And the logical question is like, why are you tripping anybody up?
Yeah, well, I know, but
yeah,
well, no, because it's like,
that's clear, yeah.
Yeah, we're bullies, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was about to bring him on stage. and so we worked together at Pizza Hut and...
This is such a great 16-year-old story.
Yeah, I actually...
It really like puts it in a time and place for me.
Yeah, we'd like have ice cream factory races, see how many bowls you can eat before you get brain freeze and stuff like that. Or diabetes.
Yeah.
And we just used to punk each other. That's what we did, do you know what I mean? The era of Jackass.
It's a done thing.
Yeah, and
great
so I basically was like, I'll trip Carl up, I'm coming out of spinning wheel. And tripped his girlfriend up, who I didn't really know, and it was just awkward. And I genuinely have thought about it daily since then. I then saw him about two or three years ago, back in Grimsby. And I was like, oh, mate, I still think about that. I went, literally can't remember that.
No memory of it.
That's the worst bit. It's like, there's so many things that I overthink about where I'm like, they won't remember this.
Yeah.
They won't remember this happened. Why can't I just let it go?
Oh, wait, mate.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It makes me just cry. So I do everything, and I do just think, oh, what if that, what if this, and what if that. So
well, then you're a perfect guest.
Yeah.
You're lovely.
Yeah.
Have you seen her since?
No, I actually think that was like a 2-month situation. Like it wasn't like a serious thing. He's now
That's
married.
That's pretty serious when you're 16.
Yeah, well, to be fair, yeah, true. Because I think the longest relationship I had was 0 days.
Me too.
Yeah.
Zero.
Well, no, there was. That's not on the podcast for that. But I was like, I think it is. I honestly, I was like, mate, have you not thought about that since? He's like, no, never.
But it wasn't embarrassing for him, was it? It was just like one weird moment.
He was still standing. If anything, it made him look good. Yeah.
Whereas humiliation, yeah. I think.
But his argument was like, mate, what are you doing? We're having an argument. It's in like, leave us alone. We're having an argument. I was like, yeah. I've just kicked a woman. Yeah. That shouldn't be the argument. I've just kicked a woman. Like, I didn't hurt her. Like, you know,
you just knocked over the woman I was shouting at.
For 2 months.
Lloyd, I had her.
Oh, God, yeah. So, big overthinker.
Amazing.
Yeah. I've had a few of those in my time.
Even what, kicking people?
Yeah. Oh, I love kicking women. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
You heard it. The heartthrob Sarah Keyworth.
Loves kicking
that
women.
Loves kicking women. That should be a Patreon special, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Just you. Like, yeah,
kicking
just,
women.
Yeah, kicking women with keys.
Yeah. I don't know. We've gone out on the streets and I'm going to kick some women.
I don't know. Sarah's getting a lot of like thirsty fans now. Mm. So I do think like people would just sign up for that.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Mm.
If you'd like to be kicked by Sarah Keyworth, email us at thankfuckforthat@gmail.com.
Where do you put the star in the thank?
In the U.
But do you still, will it still let you do it on email?
No. We have no you in the fuck for the email.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. No you in the fuck.
No you in the fuck.
Please email.
Hey, there was no me in the fuck for the first 20 years of my life.
That's great.
That's good.
That's great. That's really good.
Have you ever had a big near miss?
Yeah, there was one that kind of, I don't think about as much, but when I was thinking about what I could talk about, this was one of them. To caveat this, was like very working class background, very working class family, three or four.
Like for reals, or like the one that Victoria Beckham did?
Oh, yeah, no, actually for real. There was no Rolls Royce.
What did your dad drive?
What did your dad drive?
I would love to have known who my dad was. So that's what we're talking about. Okay, all right.
Perfect answer. That's the only right answer.
I do know him now, but I didn't for like however long. And grew up with me and my mom.
How did you get to school? Sorry, I'm just stuck on this.
It was the bus.
Mm.
I went to, and we'll talk about this later, I think, but I went to like a posh school for Grimsby, which is, you know, within reason.
Got a roof, is it?
What?
Got a roof?
Got a roof and teachers.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like I was going to say like Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, but it isn't. Can you edit that bit out? So I used to get the bus. I was one of only three kids that used to get the bus to school. Everyone got driven. Yeah, and I remember like specifically like it was like this one family who I'm still friends with. They got driven like in their Ferrari every day, and I'd be there like, proper briefcase wanker on the bus. So I used to get the bus, but we were like very 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 working class. But me auntie had this mate called Jeff, and he was a lovely lad and was kind of like a lot older, and he used to do stuff like, oh, do you want to go skiing in Sheffield? Which again is a weird sentence to say.
A lot older than you or a lot older than your auntie?
A lot older than me. I'd say like 10 years older than my auntie. So, okay. But they were friends who used to play squash together. And so.
And he would take you to go skiing in Sheffield?
Yeah, he was like a family friend. And then.
Indoor skiing thing, right?
Outdoor skiing.
What?
Yeah, dry slope skiing in Sheffield. And so he used to go out skiing like once a year, and because he was like posh again for Grimsby.
Yeah.
And so he's like, do you want to go skiing? And I was like, yeah, right, I guess. Yeah. And then so we used to go to this, it's basically like upturned brooms that are white that really hurt if you fall over.
Yeah.
And so we did that like every Saturday morning. I did it with him for a little while. And then my sister used to come along. But I remember there's one specific day we used to do exactly the same route. It was like an hour and 20, hour and 15 minutes door to door to go from Grimsby to Sheffield. I remember one day there was, used to go up Sheffield, famously Steel City.
Mm-hmm.
And
never lost that.
What?
Yeah.
No, Steel.
Oh, Steel.
Oh,
I thought you said Steel a City.
Oh, sorry,
I was
It is still a
city. Famously, it is still a city.
Do you know what? Because I know that places can get made a city, but can you ever get revoked your city?
I guess if, like, everyone deserted and they knocked down the church or something.
I guess so.
You have to have a cathedral in the city.
Yeah, cathedral, yeah. Not to, that is my thing. Like, cathedrals, I love cathedrals. So there is a cathedral in there.
Oh, actually, I knew that.
Yeah, but I think if the cathedral got knocked down, like Coventry was completely destroyed in the Second World War. Mm. I don't think they're like, right, well, you're not a city anymore. I think they're like,
that is insult to injury, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That would be kicking a dog while it's down.
Walk into the rubble and go.
You couldn't defend the cathedral. Oh. Well, looks like you're a town now, Coventry, dickheads.
Sorry if this is a bad time, but.
We've just lost half of our people. Yeah, but they should have been standing around the cathedral. But yeah, so it's a steel city. So it makes
steel
like...
Steel city, yes. That makes more sense. Very industrial.
Like very industrial, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you used to like go up these hills, like seven hills, I think, in Sheffield. And you got one of the hills, which is obviously the skiing hill. Mm-hmm. And
seven hills in Sheffield?
I think...
Like Rome?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that right? The Rome of the UK, hey?
You're from nearby, is that right?
Listen, Mickey's so into Rome that I think if we really go down this route, she won't stop. So.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly like Rome.
Thank you. Yeah,
so I was going up one of the Rome hills and with me godfather, and he was driving, obviously, because I was a child.
So was Jeff's your godfather?
Oh, then he became your godfather when I went to church school. Because you can't have everyone had a godfather, and he was the only one that could really afford
Jeff's
a suit.
Jeff's available, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was literally, he was like, oh, he's got a car and a suit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know,
oh, of course.
No offense, Dr. Andrew. So he was driving a Toyota Corolla 1.8 nice. Twin Cam D686 nice. FNX. That's the registration. You can check online if you don't believe me. And then there was a lorry driving in front of us.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And we went to overtake it, and just before we overtake it, all a load of steel just fell off the lorry onto the road in front of us.
No.
Now, as luck would have it, well, I'm not sure if that applies to it, Jeff used to be a rally driver, like, when he was a kid. So he, like, stopped really quickly. So he, like, stopped and swerved.
Well done, Jeff.
But
well done,
honestly, Jeff. They're called lentils, steel lentils, and they all just fucking fell off this lorry onto the road. And we would have been under that.
Yeah,
and I was on the left-hand side because, as I said, you know, he was driving because he was, an adult.
Yeah,
I'd have died.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Potentially, I don't know how what the chassis of a Toyota Corolla D-Reg was like.
I think he would have squashed you.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, we're just here to tell you that you would have died.
Yeah.
As a couple of experts on what kills people.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
That's one of them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though. That. He swerved so quickly.
Yeah, he swerved. He kind of like stopped and swerved, so we kind of like pulled over. But I'd say we're like from maybe here to, well, it's about 4 or 5 meters away. Mm. But he stopped, and we stopped within about 2 or 3 foot of the stairs.
Wow, that's
and then he reversed and turned around.
That's what will make you a godfather.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a suit.
Yeah.
He's got a suit.
Uncle Andrew wouldn't have done any of that, would he?
On the day, he was actually wearing his archetypal Jeffrey normal outfit, which was a leather jacket and aviators.
God, that's so
fucking cool. Can
that's
we get a picture of this
man,
guy?
Bald man of 60 years old. Probably.
That's Bruce Willis right there.
Yeah, this is pretty sexy stuff.
Bruce Willis on one of the Roman hills. Yeah. I'd watch this movie, like.
Let me see if I can
he's
find
got his skis on whilst he's driving, assuming.
Of course.
Yeah, he always wears skis when he's driving. safety first.
Did this teach you how to ski, these slopes, these dry slopes?
I've never been on snow. I've never left Sheffield. Never left Sheffield. There was always talk about going.
He did die that day.
Yeah.
He
did. So that dream died that day. But yeah, sadly, I can't find a photo of him.
I would have been so impressed if you found a photo of him really quickly.
Well, I've just Googled, not Googled, what's the word where you just search stuff? Car. And there's photos of him in a car.
You know where there's a car?
Yeah,
Jeff will be there.
Well, you know, rally driver,
quickly
isn't it?
Swerving.
But I can't.
Such a Sheffield way to die, as though, wouldn't it?
Under steel.
Under steel.
The papers would have had an absolute field day with that, wouldn't they?
In the steel city.
Really lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Famously, still a city.
Famously, still a city. Yeah. So that was a very scary day. And then actually, about 2 months later, we were driving, same car, same situation, and we had to take a diversion because someone had been killed from. Offloading lentils, and one of the lentils had crushed him against the wall.
No way.
Yeah. So Jeff was like, I think we might take another route from now on. That's right, this road's clearly cursed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So,
the lentils are killing people.
Yeah, the lentils are killing people. Yeah, and you'll never hear the vegans say that, will you?
Never hear the vegans say that. No. Though sometimes pulses wreak havoc with my digestive system.
Really? I've got a new PT and I've got a meal plan and there's no pulses.
No pulses?
No pulses.
Really?
Wow. That's nice.
Zero pulses.
Is there lentils?
There's no lentils. A lot of rice.
A lot of rice. What kind of rice?
Basmati, 60 gram.
Really? That's good. Yeah. That's nice rice.
Yeah, it's nice rice.
It's not like the rice that's gross or hard to cook.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really excited for you about this.
Shout out to Toby Malarkey.
His name is Malarkey.
Toby Malarkey, Grimsby Town's right back. Also my online trainer.
No way.
Honestly, I have never had more solid shoulders in my life.
Because of his?
Yeah, because of it, yeah. Because he tells me how to build solid shoulders.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. You look great.
Well, I'm wearing clothes.
You look great.
You don't have to be.
Clothes. Hey, it's funny how like you never really think as much about like the big stuff, because you said I don't think about this all the time. Oh, yeah. You said I don't think about this all the time.
So if you're going to touch my arm, let me know so I can attend it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll do this after.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll be touching you after. Okay.
Still feel safe.
I just think like there's moments where definitely like it could have all gone wrong, but I think about like the little thing, like the tripping up your friend's girlfriend, which is like not technically as huge a moment.
I've thought about that more than the near death experience.
But do you think you would have lingered on that if you'd been driving the car?
Probably, potentially, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think Jeff thinks about it?
Well, sadly, he's now no longer with us. But I think he probably did think about it for a long time.
Yeah.
But also, as well, he loved
kids
doing
in the car.
Kids in the car.
Yeah. I reckon there's been sort of mistakes I've made in the car where I've thought about them a lot afterwards, and it's like that stays with you.
One time I forgot which was the brake and which was the accelerator.
Oh, I've done that
for like a split second. But it felt really long in my head.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden I was coming to a stop, there were cars in front of me, and all of a sudden I went, I don't know which one it is. And I just panicked, and then it was fine.
Did the right one.
but it was like, I think about that moment.
That has
all
made me
the
feel
time.
A bit ill.
Right?
Mm. Oh, God.
I did that and I braked. And I was going down a hill, and there was a woman behind me, and I accidentally just put my foot on the brake. And zip car, so it wasn't my car. I hadn't driven it before, and I was like just driving along, and then suddenly just like slammed on the brake.
You said I haven't driven it before, like it would have been different in this car.
Huh? What do you mean?
It's still like on the same side.
I know, but I think it was such a big car, and I was so anxious about all this. For some reason, I just put my foot in the wrong place.
It's scary.
And fortunately, the woman behind us stopped. But like, I've thought about that quite a lot since as
well. Yeah, I think about this moment. This happened like 10 years ago. I think about it all the time.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I had another thing to say, but I've forgotten it.
Great.
Do you want to just have a think?
I think
moment of silence for Lloyd.
Oh, just going back to cars.
We were still on cars, I think.
Yeah.
So Jeff, this podcast isn't all about Jeff.
It is. I love him. Yeah. He sounds great.
Lovely lad. He bought a new car. Well into his cars, he bought a Renault 19 16 valve in metallic blue with gold wheels. Had it less than like 4 days.
No way.
And I'd played football in the afternoon, had a curry at lunchtime, wasn't feeling too great, and just threw up in his car. And he had it less than a week.
No.
And then him and mum had to clean it. We were driving down the street, again, him driving, me in the passenger seat. Mum said she saw me, she's like waving, and all of a sudden she just saw this like blanket of sick. Just covered the whole window. I threw up. And then they cleared it home, and then he's like, okay, yeah. And then he went to go off home, and bless him, he went to put the fucking...
No.
He went to put the air vents on to blow it, to basically put air in, but I'd thrown up down them. So he basically just like...
That's horrible.
Fired in with my own curry puke.
Oh my God.
It's all blowing in his face.
He had to then sell the car.
Did the car smell of vomit?
I didn't even know what Nutridol was until that point. But he had these, you know, those little Nutridol pots that kind of like not try and neutralise odour. Let me tell you, massic, overpowered it.
Wow.
So he had to sell the car.
Brag.
He got an Alfa
Romeo
156
Bit of a clang here.
Yeah, I've got potent sick.
Yeah. My granny spilt red cabbage in her car, and her car smelled like red cabbage.
Oh, that's quite acidic-y, isn't it?
Yeah, vinegary kind of smell. When I can really, like, viscerally smell it.
Yeah.
I can smell that smell.
But that's, I think that's one of those smells that you just have to mention it. You go, I know exactly what that...
Yeah.
I know exactly what that... That's gone into my spine already.
And it made a big red stain. It was on the back seat.
That's the
red
other stain in
it.
Like,
and
really...
it smelled really, like, vinegary. Yeah.
I had a lot of red cabbage last week at a dinner.
Did you?
Thought it was beef. Tucked into it. thought it was shredded beef. Went into it. You know, like when you put something in your mouth, you know, when you have like still water instead of sparkling. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And pure disappointment.
It was just red cabbage.
It's so disappointing.
Because it was a dark dinner, and it was in a round thing. I was like, well, that's clearly the beef that I've ordered.
Mm. Was it one of those? It obviously wasn't, but well, have you ever done that thing where you dined in the dark? Have you ever done that?
No.
It's really good.
I don't think I'd like it.
The thing is, like, I could not, I did not know what the food was.
How'd you cut your food?
What do you mean?
How do you know where your plate is?
What do you feel?
I put my fingers in it.
No.
Well, that's fine.
But you don't use a knife and fork?
Yeah. But because, like, you can feel, and then you can feel, like, with the fork and the knife where the food
is.
I put it in my mouth. It was chicken. Food. I thought it was beef. It was just ridiculous. It was amazing.
Really, so I know what I'm finishing my plate on. So I've got a dinner. Mm-mm. I know what I'm finishing my plate on. Mm. It's like the you know,
yeah,
the top
like
of the
pyramid. Plan your room.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
I like to plan my room. But I also like to have a little, right, I'll be like, I'm going to have a bit of that on there, a bit of that on there, a bit of that. You can't do that in the dark. I would absolutely hate that, I think.
Tell you what, I probably wouldn't do it now, but in my 20s, I was crazy.
you sound crazy.
Yeah.
I was pretty nuts.
You were touching food.
I was touching food. Oh, my God. Putting it in my mouth, not knowing what it was.
That's
I did that all the time.
I just knock everything over. Do you have a drink as well?
Yeah, I was really worried about that. Yeah, I had wine.
Like a glass of wine. Oh, I would knock everything. I would
in London.
Every single thing over.
16 quid down the pan. Yeah. Down the
and how do they serve the food?
They have blind servers. So it's it's like that's like the idea.
They have blind servers.
Can't believe you hate it.
Yeah, I can't believe. Yeah,
it's a really good idea.
Yeah, and you're
taking away jobs from blind people.
Blind people.
And I've got glasses.
Every part of me wants to double down on this. Now.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really not.
That
going.
Would be my instinct as well.
But okay, so I understand. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they were blindfolded. So, but blind people are presumably better at moving around.
They would not have to be blindfolded in a pitch dark room. That would be overkill.
Yeah, you're right.
I used to have to wear an eye patch when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah,
for the lazy eye.
For the lazy eye, yeah. I used to have to wear it. So I was kind of like half that person.
Yeah.
Growing up.
There were a couple of kids
you
in high
school.
You were
half a blind person, is what you're saying.
You would have been able to serve half of this meal.
You could do the starters.
So actually, yeah. I've actually done that at school for a lot of the time. I used to get bullied so much.
Yeah, of course.
You're still getting bullied, man. I
came to school with Deirdre Barlow's glasses on, and then I'd like have a fucking eye patch on.
Yeah.
Which was actually an eye patch. It wasn't an eye patch like a pirate, because you could take that off. So they had to put like a proper plaster.
I've seen this.
Kids in my school.
So I barely had an eyebrow because they're pulling off every day.
Yeah.
Could you give us the name of like one person who used to say you look like Clark Kent?
Diane Griffith, my mom.
I
should be listening to this every other day.
Diane Griffith is a great name. Yeah. That really sounds like an actress from the 30s.
Diane Griffith. Yeah.
That's a
which
great
is actually,
name.
She's not an actress.
Okay, well.
Or from the 30s.
What does your mum do for a living?
Oh, she's done absolutely everything. She is currently working at the YMCA cafe down Freeman Street in Grimsby, which she's obsessed about. Meal of the day, £2.
Really?
Meal of the day, £2.
That's
burger
a,
and chips.
That's such a working class.
Burger
thing,
and chips.
That's incredible.
But so she's working there. She's had a guest house and studio apartments for the last 20, 30 years. Before that, she used to manage Wimpy, the Wimpy restaurant.
Oh my God.
In Grimsby. Yeah,
but like all of it kind of like customer facing.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's very chatty.
Yeah, my mum as well.
Very chatty. So, yeah. But then she basically stopped doing the guest house stuff and then got a little bit bored. And then my cousin was like, do you want to?
Why is it £2?
Do you want to do the cafe? And she loves it.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
She sounds great.
She does sound great.
Oh,
lovely mum. I love mum stuff.
I love mum stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, we have good mums. It sounds like we all have good mums.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I got the best mum.
Okay.
I got the best mum.
No.
I do.
Does she listen?
I've met your mum.
Ever? No. She doesn't listen to me.
No, but she's
part. The best.
No, she doesn't listen to anything.
My mum listens to everything.
Really?
I'm 40. It's mental, isn't it?
My mum.
Really
well, my mum, it's just the English is too hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
I couldn't.
It's actually very difficult for me.
It's weird that she's saying that in English as well.
Yeah.
I can't. I just can't understand anything
English.
You're saying.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's just too complex, I'm afraid.
Where in Holland are you from?
I'm from a city called Almere.
Lovely part of Holland.
It's not.
No.
It's not.
I know where is it?
There's no way you know where it is. Everyone hates it.
Okay.
It's like Milton Keynes.
Is it near Vlissingen?
No, although that is a lovely part.
Mm.
How do you know that?
Did a lot of singing in Holland.
Did you?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine this class famous in Holland.
Yeah, did a lot of singing in Holland. A lot of singing in Holland, a lot of singing in Belgium. As a choir boy.
Vlissingen is beautiful.
Vlissingen, yeah. Beautiful part of Holland.
Yeah. No, I am... Think of the opposite. That's where I'm from.
Okay, that's a shame. Slept on a boat in Rotterdam once.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hotel. me trying to be cool, yacht. It was a hotel.
That's so cool.
You were meant to sleep there.
So I was meant to sleep there. Yeah. Rotterdam, very cool place.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, like
so
Rotterdam.
Cool.
Really,
I think
nice.
It's the coolest. I think that's the coolest one.
Yeah.
It's where all the cool people are as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went there and Jamali always talks about how he loves it. I think Jamali's quite cool.
That's two really cool people.
Yeah.
Oh, Robin Van Persie lives there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Very cool.
He's cool.
He's very cool.
He's very cool.
Good lad as well.
Have you met him?
We're pals, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we've done a few things together, so yeah. He's
that's so fun.
He's fought well in the football world.
Yeah, that's true, of course,
Paddle.
But still, a Dutch footballer. I don't think that necessarily that.
Arsenal, Man United. Yeah, that's right. Loved it. Yeah. He's absolutely loved it. But yeah, he's got a paddle court in his, I think, in his back garden.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. If Robin, correct me if I'm wrong, it'll be Robin.
He listens to everything you do. He'll be with Diane.
I don't know. They've not met. But I think they get on.
That'd be nice.
He's a good lad. Anyway. Yeah.
That's nice. That's really cool. And now I can do that thing where I'm like, you know, when it's like two things removed. Sorry.
Just got a new Apple Watch. I don't know how it works. Whoa. And people keep calling me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We'll ask you the final. No, I've got loads of time. I've got no work until Wednesday.
We're getting the vibe. We're running it out.
Let's hurry this along.
Okay. Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You do it.
You me do it?
Yeah, because you always yell at me that I do it wrong.
I haven't yelled at you in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I like... I like to keep this like sort of going as an idea that you yell at me a lot.
Oh, go on, have a try.
Okay.
Have a try.
So cool. You know what's good though? Because when you came in here, you talked about immediately, you said, I've just had a literal sliding doors moment.
Yeah.
And normally when we ask the question, hey, have you ever had a sliding doors moment? People go, remind us what a sliding doors moment is.
We don't know what the film, and then we have to explain the film.
Where we have to explain
who Gwyneth Paltrow is. What?
Did she have sex in that film? Was there sex in that film?
There is sex in the film, but it's not her sex scene.
Oh, yeah, who is it?
Does she have sex?
It's the boyfriend and the other woman.
The mistress,
when they walk in, so it's very fresh.
Our resident expert.
And
it's quite a graphic sex scene.
Yeah, it is.
It's right at the start. Yeah. He finishes when she walks in.
Yeah. And
sorry.
And she has a line that I never...
It wasn't really necessary.
Surely everyone finished at the same time, am I right?
That always happens.
She has a line that I remember because I remember seeing it when I was quite young and the sex scene being very graphic and being like, oh my God. And then she says something like, you shouldn't just stop like that. She says something like, don't stop like that.
She says, don't stop for me or something
like that.
She
says like, you could set a woman back like several days by doing that. And I still don't understand what that means.
Something like that. Why can't you set a woman back?
I've got no idea.
Who wrote the script?
Gwyneth! If you're listening. Something like that. I remember it very clearly because I remember being like, one, this is like a jarring sex scene, and two, what are you trying to say there, Gwyneth?
And where is John Hannah?
I just feel
he's not in the scene. I'm not interested.
I just feel like if all the lines she could have done in that sort of moment of power.
Oh, like?
She's talking nonsense.
Yeah, but what would you write?
Well, okay. Now
she comes in, he blasts.
He's come.
Go.
And she said, still got it.
come in and go, you know, and she'd be like, that's my boy.
Yeah. Like she's really supportive.
Yeah.
She's just like, that's my boy. I love when you do that. Mm. Normally you do that with me, fair.
Or like, like clockwork.
Well, she goes, that's one thing off my list.
I hope over the course of this podcast we rewrite the entire movie.
Oh, it needs a rewrite.
I remember it. I just remember that. Well, I don't remember the sex scene that graphically, obviously, but like, I remember there being a sex scene in it. Like, oh, crikey. I think I'd only ever really seen a sex scene like Rita Sue and Bob 2 and maybe Basic Instinct. They were like the sex scenes. And I was like,
the thing about that sex scene
is
that it's not like a romantic sex. You're seeing it from like basically her point of view, right? So it's really like. It's not a particularly pleasant scene to
So in our watch. Rewrite, we watch it from the other girl's point of view. That's
we
what
should
you're
do
saying.
It from like a window cleaner's point of
view. She's loving it.
What was the main song from that? Was it Aqua?
Is it?
Who did like the original soundtrack? There was like
if it's Aqua, that's the most amazing
is
thing
there
I've
some
ever
Dido
heard.
In it or something? Have I made that up?
Who is like that? There's a song that basically
Lucas, look it up.
There was a song that was like really
big from the movie.
Yeah, and it was the music video was Gwyneth Paltrow basically getting on the tube. I think I might. This was like.
That's not a good movie. Like
she's just like us.
Is that Turn Back Time, Aqua?
If I could turn back time.
Yes!
Yeah.
As in.
Is that Aqua?
As in a cover of.
A cover of.
That is really.
That's amazing.
No. Can we hear that?
Turn back time.
Well, not the song.
Well, you don't need to. I've just done it.
That's yeah. beautiful.
Is that an
I don't know how it goes. Allegedly.
I am literally doing it now. I will live for tonight.
Yeah, it's by Aqua.
For tonight.
And it's not a cover of If I Could Turn no. Back Time.
Oh, that makes sense.
Turn back time, if only
yeah, I remember this song.
And there was no him. We were like, let's go back and turn time. Like in the Barbie Girl thing. Yeah, like yeah, he wasn't yeah. even on the song.
That's my... crazy.
I would love
that's
it.
Not Aqua. Yeah.
That was the big
I think,
song.
I think I remember, because like, I remember like growing up, like music videos like a huge thing.
Yes.
You know, and so we used to watch a lot of VH1 and stuff like that. And
did Aqua do the Tarzan and Jane one?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I just remember being like, did, well, this is a gear change from
did
Barbie
they do
Girl.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Was that?
No, that's Venger Boys. Venger Boys.
Is that Venger Boys? I saw Venger Boys live
they are
last
Dutch.
Year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Clang?
Really good. Really, they've still
why?
Got it.
Why
they've
though?
Still got it.
Why? Why did you see them live?
Because I'm gay.
That's fine.
It's the kind of thing we do.
But no, but you weren't doing a gig with them?
Oh, no.
Okay, because that would be the thing going...
I went to see them live. I mean, yeah. I went to a festival and they were playing.
Yeah, fair
but
enough.
I did walk to the stage and stand in the crowd, so...
That's fine.
Was my fault.
But it's like, oh, I saw Venger Boys. Why? Like... Well, I had to do a gig with them and go, oh, that gig was absolutely awful. You have to do sometimes, like, do a gig, oh, there's a little turn, Boney M are going to do it. Oh, God, I'm going to go and do it in 10 minutes after Boney M, which I've never had to do yet.
I was going to say, oh, what a weird backhanded brand.
Yeah, they yeah. also should never, yeah, they should never, like, have music and no. Comedy in the same
ever.
Show. Mm. It ever. Just doesn't work.
Not even at Wembley.
It's awful.
Not
even
at Wembley.
Yeah, so have you ever had a sliding doors moment?
Well, this is, like... Yeah, so I, years ago, used to host a show called Soccer AM, and it was on a Saturday morning, and then in the evening, so Tanya Harrison, who used to book Latitude,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
Amazing lady, she booked me for this gig in Thorner, and it's in just on the outskirts of Leeds, and she booked a train ticket for me. There's like three of us on. It was myself, Luke Kempner, and Russell Kane, and it's like a fundraiser for the village. Village hall.
It's a village.
Yeah, it's a village hall called Thorner. Yeah, no city.
And, famously still a
used
village.
To be.
Yeah, we don't talk about what happened. So I'd been working all week and I was like, absolutely exhausted. And I think there was a little bit of exhaustion there. I don't usually get exhausted, but I was like probably knackered. And I thought, I think I might have to like can the gig because I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
It's going up there for one gig in one evening. I'll be able to find like a really good replacement. And I wouldn't mind just having a couple of days off before I go back into the studio on Monday or Tuesday, just like yeah. relaxing, you know, because it's a lot of early mornings and I'd done a few other gigs and stuff. Anyway, my agent was like, oh, shit. The booker, she was like, oh, she had booked the train ticket and it's under your name. Like, this is before you could, like, I was like, okay, all right. And it's got, I was like, and so it's like, yeah, okay. I mean, that's someone else. Yeah, fine, all right. And I was like, right, I'll just go do it. And I went and did it, and I always remember this Milton Jones saying, like, do every gig like the most important person in the room is there. And you don't ever expect that the most important in the room, most important person in your career to be in that room in Thorner. And I went there, and I didn't do any jokes, I was just emceeing, I was just chatting to the crowd, just kind of almost like getting through it because I was absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
And everyone had a really nice gig, thought nothing of it, went back to the hotel, went to sleep. About a month later, my agent calls and was like, right, remember that gig in Thorner? I was like, outside of Leeds. I was like, oh, yeah. She was like, well, there's a booker there who, on the off chance, like, was there with his husband and was like, right, let's go and watch some comedy and saw that Russell Kane was doing, mm-hmm. you know, this gig. So they're like, oh, let's go to Thorner. Let's get a taxi to Thorner. So then him and his husband and, like, two other friends went to Thorner.
Oh, my God.
And he actually, in the back of his head, was looking for a brief of a comedian that can just interact with crowds and not do jokes. And I just did that
yeah.
at Thorner.
Mm.
And it was like a bit of an in-joke at that night that I just didn't do any joke. I did one joke, like a little small little one-liner. And he was there and he was like, oh, I need someone like that. And I ended up getting this job for Netflix off the back of it, which was, you know, a well-paid job, which
wow.
helped me.
Oh, my God.
Helped me buy my house.
I'm going to think about this every time I pull a gig.
Well, no, but that is genuinely... I only ever really pull a gig if I really like have to. Like there was one the other night where I was filming, they're like, we can't release it until about 7:30. So I was like, well, I'm gonna have to get rid of the one that I was supposed to be opening. But it was playing on my mind. I was like, what if
he's there again?
That is incredible. Yeah, so, because you're right. Like you do just think, all right. But, yeah. You know, they're not going to be there.
Yeah. And also, because I felt a bit ill. I was like, I still need to give it my all. Mm-hmm. But I was just doing crowd work. And it was a bit of a sliding doors moment on both sides as well, because he was like, oh, should we go to this gig? And I was like, shall I do the gig?
Yeah.
And then he went to the gig, I went to the gig, and I wouldn't have got that. And to be fair, like, the show on Netflix did numbers, but they were always like, we're not going to probably do a second series. It's only ever going to be a one. It was That's when Netflix amazing. Were, like, trialing loads of stuff and what have you. So then I got that, which was, you know, was mad.
That's so cool. And what was like, the show?
It was called Flinch. So it was me, Desiree Bertram, and Sean Walsh. And we basically went to Belfast and filmed for 2 weeks in Belfast. And it was an amazing experience. And stuff has happened off the back of that with other people that were, you know, I was working with that, you know, for various different, for the production company and stuff. So it was just a weird moment where, you know, you go, do I just can the gig? And you go, no, do you know what?
Yeah.
You can't because... Yeah. The train tickets been booked.
That's so and good. And you might just be the perfect person for... Yeah.
Exactly, because you can just replace people, can't you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, actually, if, you know, no one had really booked to see me, I don't think. I don't know, but yeah. So that
That's
was
a great
bit,
one.
That's
it
was a really,
And I've always, since then, like, tried to maintain that whole thing that, like, the Milton Jones says, like, always imagine that the most important person in your career is in that room. Just on the off chance that someone's there. And often people go, oh, is it that gig the other way? Going, oh my God, you were there. They're like, yeah, going, yeah, shit. You know what I mean? It's like a little small gig in Vauxhall. They're going, oh, bloody hell, I didn't realise that. So, yeah, I guess what I'm just saying is, you know, just be good at your job. Don't be shit.
Never have a bad day. Never need a day off.
Never sick. No excuses. Sort your mental health out and just get on stage. Yeah. Okay?
Oh my God. Yeah. This is like really good advice.
Get a grip
for Sarah.
Get a grip.
Sarah, get a grip.
Oh, I will now.
Okay, good.
All of that sorted now.
As my Auntie Irene says, JFDI, just fucking do it. Like, okay, cool, fair enough. Get a grip. JFDI.
Is
that right?
That's great.
Beautiful.
Good side of doors.
Lovely. Dude, that was so really good because most people don't understand the concept even.
Yeah, we've really confused a lot of people.
Yeah,
we've
got really thick guests on the
night. Yeah, we've got some thick guests.
Top tier thickos.
Really?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this phone still keeps going off.
But that's all right.
We're going to let you go.
We're going to let you go, actually.
Sorry. Have you got an Apple Watch?
No.
No, and this sounds awful.
It started going off on a gig the other night and I literally started crying.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And do you never guess who was in the crowd?
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like you played it like the most important person of your career was in the room.
Yeah, it was actually...
Sorry, you got to take a call.
Unless there's someone in the room going, I need a comedian that cries.
Ooh.
Hello. I can't put the glasses back on.
Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Yeah.
I'm going on tour next year, as every, I think, comedian in the world is.
Lovely.
Tour.
It's called Baroque and Roll. It's essentially about me. Well, it's just a funny show.
That's good fun. Baroque and Roll.
That's
good.
So it's about me. I'm 40, and I turned 40 a few months back, and it's about what I'm doing in my life now, going, right, I've got to this point.
Mm.
I'm really happy with a lot of it, but there's a lot of it. Like, you know, I'd love to not have hairy arms and like hairy back.
Yeah.
So I'm having laser hair removal. Oh, I'm having a hair transplant.
Good for you.
I'm getting Invisalign. There's other things in there, but I wanted to call it Renaissance because Renaissance essentially means rebirth.
Yeah.
And then my agent was like, that might get lost in the noise because, you know, Beyonce's just done a show called Renaissance.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I called it Baroque and Roll, which is like Baroque is the period after Renaissance. So it's funny. I've been previewing it. I'm off to do some new material tonight. And March till May next year.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Do you have to shave your head for the hair transplant?
Well, yeah. But I'm not going to do it until after the tour.
Yeah.
Just because I was going to do it in October, November, and then I got a filming job and they needed hair on my head.
Yeah.
One
of those, eh?
Yeah, I know. Classic. Yeah. So I was like, fine, I won't shave it off then. So they have to shave it off and then take it off the back and then pop it on the top.
Oh, is that what they do?
So it's your own hair that you get a transplant, yeah. So
because then it takes better, right?
If it's your own hair. Yeah, it takes better. And also, it's just, exactly. Yeah. You're there as opposed to just trying to find
the science of it is absolutely fascinating.
It's utterly insane. Yeah. And the advancement is just like mad from what it used to be, like hair plugs and stuff. Like my sister's Barbie dolls, like you'd see the plugs.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was a few years back. But now it's some amazing hair transplants, men and women.
I mean, we see them on, you know, on actors and stuff.
Yeah.
That you're like, well, you like didn't little, have hair and now you do. So
the receding wings and stuff.
Like
so,
Steve Carell.
Yeah, Steve Carell.
Right, if you watch him in like the first season of The Office,
did he have a hair transplant?
He must have done.
He's got great hair. Jimmy Carr's had one. Rob Holding is my favorite. The Crystal Palace defender. His hair, like it looked like it was going, and
all of a sudden
he looks like a lion.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Which is annoying. Amazing.
People think Harry Styles is having one now, don't they?
Well, potentially. Why wouldn't you?
Because he's just shaved his hair.
He's getting the wing backs, wasn't he? You could see that he was getting the wing backs. Mm. No, you're a vampire, kind of like a line. So, So
it's the one thing that's kind of not happened with it is that we haven't had this, like, he's seems to be being quite secretive about it.
But I think, I think what might happen is in about 3 months' time, it'll come out and it'll be like, oh, it's still short, but there's a bit more of a hairline there. And I think he then, because also it might not take.
So I think maybe a lot of people wait. Like
so, for example, the cricketer Ben Stokes had a hair transplant like 4 years ago, and he's only just come out recently and gone, I've had this done. He's the majority of the time he's wearing a helmet or a hat, and he's come out and he's like said it's my mental health has been affected by it. He's like, and I've got and for me as well, I've always had hair and I'm losing it, so I'm like, I wouldn't mind hair. And it'll cost me £5,000. And that's literally just doing like two guest spots on a podcast. So, so I'm like, well,
definitely this one.
That's fine, isn't it? So, sorry. Yeah,
I guess with our one, you can just pay for it up.
I'm presuming you have to cut this up into two because it's been so long. So, I guess it's just one visit.
We'll double that fee immediately.
Double that fee.
Yeah, we actually pay in hair transplants. Mm.
Do you? Can you imagine?
I do them.
I've been offered three. Say again.
I do them.
I'd take your hair, mate. I'd love that.
Yeah, Lucas doesn't, but he insists on using his own hair, which is the scariest part.
You have to be ginger in the front.
It would look like I've got go faster stripes in my hair.
It would be such a sort of God complex thing if you were to do that. It's like, but I make you in my vision.
That'd be really creepy. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. So much. Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure to have you.
I loved it. I still feel safe.
Oh, good.
Great. Well, we're doing our job wrong.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Lloyd.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lloyd Griffin! See, and now, in the post-number, we always do it, like, together.
Yeah.
It does feel
we rehearsed it. It went wrong.
And then also, the guest is gone, so we're kind of like...
You don't commit to it when the guest is here, that's what
Because I'm really afraid sometimes that I say their name wrong.
Oh, okay. Mm. So you need to hear me scream it before.
I hear you start it, and then I'm like, let's absolutely go. I've got this now. There's also, like, Griffiths, that's like a hard one.
I was thinking
That's a hard one for me.
I used to fancy a girl called Anna Griffiths.
It's a hard name.
It's really hard. It was a hard time.
It's a hard
Sarah's
name and a hard time.
Else.
She didn't even know I existed.
Sarah has gone somewhere else. Mm. Where is she now?
No idea.
And where are you?
I don't know.
Oh. I thought you were going to say something like climbing to the top or something.
No.
But you would never say that about yourself.
I'd never say that.
I do a brag about you all the time. And I always say Sarah would never brag about this. So I brag about it.
Oh, wow. And what is it?
About Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
And you're a very humble, you're a genuinely very humble person. Mm. So you would not bring this up. I bring this up
She's
all the time.
She's my best friend.
I go, you won't believe what Jamie Lee Curtis did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bring it up a lot.
It's very cool. It's very cool. She's coming to mine for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I just started lying about my relationship with Jamie Lee Curtis?
I would love it.
I was like, it's amazing. Yeah, no, she's coming over. She's
You're great
coming
this
over.
Whole
she
life.
She promised. She's definitely coming.
Oh, sorry, just Jamie.
Jamie's ringing me now.
Yeah.
Hello, Jamie.
Sarah's just stepping away.
I'm just stepping out. Yeah. It's Jamie, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie Lee.
Jamie Lee. Jamie L, as I call it. Jamie L.
What's up, Jay Lee?
I have something to plug. Please come to my show on the 28th of January.
Yeah.
This is the only thing I care about.
In life?
In life right now.
Well, that's intense.
Yeah.
As two people who are friends with you.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good to hear
you,
that.
I don't care about you at all. You could be dead for me, to me for all I care. Mm-hmm. Please come to my show. This is the worst plug.
No, it's really telling. It's revealing.
People want honesty.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want
authenticity.
I don't know.
Giving that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm being authentic and cruel. Come to my show.
Do go to the show. It's such a great show.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyone else got anything to plug?
Me!
Yay!
I got something to plug. I'm doing Soho Theatre in February and March. End of Feb, start of March.
With a finished show.
With a finished show, a complete show. A brand new show. It's called My Eyes Are Up Here. Guess what that's a reference to.
But we've already mentioned it at the beginning of this podcast.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. and honestly,
guess what that's about.
I care about so many other things that this is kind of bottom of my list.
Wow.
Like I'm sat around, like I think about.
Well, sure, you've got Jamie L coming for Christmas.
Yeah, Jamie L, what are we gonna make for Jamie L? Does she have any dietary requirements? I texted her, she hasn't replied.
I bet your mum is going to make a rainbow cake.
My mum's gonna make a rainbow
one
cake
of her
for
classics.
Jamie L.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, please go see Sarah in Soho Theatre.
Yep, please do.
Please do. How many dates? A fair few.
Yeah, it's a 2-week run, but not on the Sunday. So what is that, 10?
What's happening 12. On Sunday? God's Day.
God's Day?
Mm-hmm.
God is watching. We all switch off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No shows on Sunday.
I can't say those things on a Sunday. No, I just think it's not on. I don't know.
It's like anything queer is not allowed to like play on a Sunday.
They take it all out. Yeah.
Not against the wishes of God.
I spend Sundays with my husband.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. Well, great.
Jamie Lee.
Jamie Lee. So come to both of those things.
Lucius.
I've started booking work in progresses, but I haven't announced any yet. I'll announce them all at once.
Watch this space.
Okay, watch it.
I've just remembered the video you posted of you falling asleep.
It's
so funny.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Funny.
And also, the amount of people, you shared a comment recently, and the amount of people in the comments, and I can't work out, I think some of them are joking, but some of them aren't.
Where they say, like, this has been
obviously fake.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many of them are real? I think it's just on Instagram. I think people just don't. They
really
don't know what's going on.
Laugh.
It's really funny.
It's amazing. It's like, doy.
Yeah, he's sleeping with a light in his face. Really funny.
So funny. Mm-hmm. So,
Great stuff. Oh, what
you'll
else
hear
we
us.
Say? No, hold on.
This is, we usually do like a really short bit at
no,
the
no,
end.
No,
oh, you've got more?
I've got more to say.
All right. You're so angry at me.
I've got more to say.
You're breaking the format.
If you're listening to this.
Whatever this
Which
is.
They are.
Whatever this is, it's going to be stupid. Okay, go on. Go along.
If you're receiving this broadcast, I want you to know how beautiful you are.
Oh, God.
Lucas's disappointment.
No, it was like, right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were like, oh, why are you doing this? You're so beautiful and
commit.
So special to us. And we think about you all the time. Mm. In particular, I think about you.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
This is a really long build-up to you being creepy. This is what you're doing.
No,
you're always creepy at the end.
No, I'm not.
And for some reason, you've made it really long this time.
Yeah. Tell me what you're wearing.
Okay. Well, Sarah's been creepy, which means we can end the podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening.
And
you'll hear us next time.
Yeah, all right then.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.